This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA and the United States Department of Justice have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to study issues connected to rising farm input prices and their impacts on producers. We will hear more from Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further. And it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning, and it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today, and let's get next season started.
The United States Department of Agriculture and the United States Department of Justice have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to study issues connected to rising farm input prices and their impacts on producers. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins announced the initiative last Thursday.
USDA and the Department of Justice signed a memorandum of understanding that aligns a joint commitment by both of our agencies to protect American farmers and ranchers from the burdens imposed by high and volatile input costs such as feed, fertilizer, fuel, seed, equipment, and other essential goods while ensuring competitive supply chains, lowering consumer prices, and the resilience of U.S. agriculture and the food supply.
Secretary Rollins made her comments at the AgriPulse Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City. She says that USDA will work with the Department of Justice's Antitrust Division
to take a hard look and scrutinize competitive conditions in the agricultural marketplace, including antitrust enforcement that promotes free market competition.
That was United States Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. Also, while you're on our website, you can find the daily morning, midday, and closing market podcast, as well as our daily episodes of our Iowa Ag Matters podcast, and you can find that under the podcast tab of our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag Matters.